very grateful that all the children and adults join together to worship.
您今天带诗歌的敬拜团队好不好啊？
好，感谢主，我们把荣耀归给神呢。这些年轻人在我们的同工的带领下，花了三个星期预备今天的服事。The
youth have practiced for over 3 weeks.
我们也看到哈，神在我们当中放下很多有恩赐的年轻人，可以跟我们一起敬拜，实在是神给我们的恩典。
It's a grace and mercy from God that the talented youth join us in worship.
今天是降临节的第四个主日。
This is the fourth Sunday of the Advent.
前面我们已经点燃了三根蜡烛。
We have lit 3 candles.
分别代表盼望、平安和喜乐。
It represents hope, peace, and joy.
那在第四个主日的时候， 我们要点燃第四根蜡烛。
Today we're going to lit the fourth candle.
第四根蜡烛代表上帝的慈爱。
It represents God's love.
然后到圣诞节那一天，就是12月25日，要点燃第五根蜡烛。
And the last day of Christmas Day, we'll light the fifth candle.
因为12月25号我们不会有聚会哈，所以我们今天要点燃第四根和第五根蜡烛。
Since we cannot celebrate here on Christmas Day, we'll light 2 candles today.
上帝的慈爱，
God's love,
借着主耶稣基督的降生，
through the birth of Christ,
有形有体地来到我们的当中，
it took forms upon us,
道成肉身，把神的爱不再是一个抽象的概念， 而是一个肉身的形状， 活在我们的当中。
The word became flesh and no longer a figure of imagination, but live among us.
让我们一起来敬拜他， 感谢他。
Let's worship him and give thanks to him.
我们一起祷告。
Let's bow our head and pray.
天上的父， 你把你的独生爱子赐给了我们。
Dear Heavenly Father, you give your one and only begotten Son to us.
今天我们加入普天下的众教会， 加上天上的天使天君一同来敬拜和赞美。
Today, joined together with all Christians throughout the world, along with the heavenly angels, we worship you.
我们一同凭着信心来做一个见证，一个宣告， 就是救主耶稣基督已经降生了。
Through our faith, we testify and proclaim our Christ has been born.
让我们借着在伯利恒所发生的事情， 能够明白神的爱是何等的长阔高深。
Through the event happened in the city of Bethlehem, so we can understand God's love wide and deep.
让我们借着主耶稣基督所成就的事儿， 我们心中因此而充满喜乐和赞美。
Through what he has accomplished, our heart filled with joy and gratitude.
让我们的心意不被这个世界所沾污， 能够全然地归向你。
So our heart is uncontaminated by this world, only turned towards you.
我们也盼望，我们也在这里祷告， 愿耶稣基督所降临带来的大喜的信息， 能够进入到每个人的心灵当中。
Also we hope that through our prayer that the great news that the Christ has been born enter into each of our hearts.
激发我们心中的赞美和感恩。
And light the fire in our heart with gratitude.
激励我们持续不断地向这个世界来做见证，见证耶稣基督的救恩。
Encourage us to testify in this world that Christ has been born.
求你的圣灵继续运行在我们的当中。
We ask your Holy Spirit reign among us.
让我们的心成为 敬拜你的一个圣殿。
So our heart become a temple that worship you.
你坐在宝座上， 得到你当得的敬拜和赞美。
Lord, you sit on the throne that receive the praise and worship that you truly deserve.
我们同心合一的祷告， 是奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. 好，请我们当中的小朋友啊， 可以参加你们的主日学。 年轻人啊，youth可以留在我们当中。
So the elementary students. students go to your class, the youth day visits. In recent, if you hear the news, we have heard many, many bad news. We live in a world filled with a conflict and hatred.
在美国，校园的这个枪击案好像停不下来，一次又一次的发生。
In the United States, school shooting happened again and again.
在澳大利亚啊，本该是度假的一个海滩圣地，却成了屠杀的现场。
In Australia, beaches should be vacation destination that become a scene of massacre.
在亚洲啊，柬埔寨和泰国之间的战争冲突又爆发了。
In Asia, the conflict between Cambodia and Thailand are constantly escalating.
在非洲那个地方，基督徒在不断的被屠杀。
In Africa, Christians are being slaughtered because of their faith.
在中国大陆，牧师被抓、被判刑、被囚禁，即使被释放，也被严密的监管，失去自由。
In mainland China, pastors were arrested, sentenced, and imprisoned.And even when they, after they were released, they remain under strict surveillance.
最新的报道哈、啊，就是上个前几天的事情哈、啊，温州雅阳那个地方的教会啊，和平的敬拜的这些的基督徒，就在唱诗歌当中被警察带走。
Just recently, a couple days ago, in the church in Wenzhou, while they were in peaceful worship, they were arrested.
我们不禁要问，这个世界怎么了？
So we couldn't help to ask, what's happened to our this world?
为什么种族与种族之间、人与人之间、国与国之间充满这么深的仇恨呢？
Why are so many hatred among races, among nations?
我们不禁要问，上帝给这一个充满仇恨的世界的答案是什么呢？
And then we can't help to ask, what's the answer from our God?
上帝没有沉默，上帝面对这样的局面，他给我们的回应是什么？
God is not silent.He has answered for us, but what is it?
上帝的回应不是一句话，而是一个人。
God's answer is not a sentence, rather a person.
上帝给我们提供的答案不是一套的哲学，一项的制度，而是耶稣基督道成肉身来到这个世界。
God's answer is not a philosophy, nor an institute, but Christ.The word made flesh.
2000年前，上帝的儿子在一个小地方叫伯利恒，在这个小城当中，上帝的儿子走入人类的历史。
More than 2000 years ago, in a small town called Bethlehem, God entered into human history, stepped into humanity.
也走进了人类最黑暗、最破碎的处境当中。
He stepped into humanity's darkest, most broken circumstance.
所以今天我们借着这一段的经文啊，来思考三个问题。
So today through the scripture, we ask three questions.
第一个，为什么上帝会拣选伯利恒这个地方？
First question, why did God use this Bethlehem, the town?
第二个问题，两千年前发生在伯利恒的事情。是如何给这个世界开出了一个出路的
？Second question: How did the event that took place 2,000 years ago in Bethlehem demonstrate God's love in this world?
第三个问题我们要问自己啊，在这个神所设定的这个坐标伯利恒这个地方，是否今天依然可以引导我们找到？那个爱的源头，找到这个克胜过仇恨的那个答案。
So the third question we ask ourselves today, can this coordinate still guide you and me to find the source of love to overcome hatred?
伯利恒的意思啊，这个城的意思是粮仓的意思。
The meaning of Bethlehem means house of bread, granary.
路德记的故事就发生在这个地方。
The book of Ruth happened in this town. The most famous king of Jewish people, a born in Bethlehem.
然而在圣经当中,第一次伯利恒被提到的时候,却是一个伤心的故事发生在这里。However,
the first appearance in the Bible was associated with a sorrow, a story of sorrow.
雅各的妻子拉结就是死在伯利恒。Jacob's
wife, Rachel, died in Bethlehem.
雅各带着一家人行路的时候走到这里啊, 雅各在这里生了他的第二个儿子,难产而死。Rachel
gave birth to the second child, and afterwards she passed away there.
雅各,这个后来被改名叫以色列的,以色列这个民族的先祖呢,就把他的妻子埋在这个伯利恒。So
the ancestor of Jewish people, Jacob, later on named Israel, he buried his wife there.
大家知道雅各有两个妻子,两个妾。
We knew that Jacob had two wives and two concubines.
在这四个人当中呢，拉结是雅各最爱的那个妻子。And
Rachel was his favorite wife.
所以这件事情对这个雅各产生极大的一个冲击。到他老年的时候，他还念念不忘这件事情。So
this really crushed him even to his old age. He could not forget that.
在他要离世的时候，他还在跟他的儿女在讲述这件事情。他说：“至于我，我从巴旦来的时候，拉结死在我的眼前，在迦南地的路上，离以法他还有一段路程，我就把他葬在以法他路上，离以法他就是伯利恒。”So
even on his deathbed, he could not forget that it recorded in Genesis 48:7, as I was returned from Paddan. To my sorrow, Rachel died in the land of Canaan while we were still on the way, a little distance from Ephrath. So I buried there beside the road to Ephrath.
所以在雅各的心中，每一次有人提到伯利恒这个名字的时候，引起他想到一段伤心的往事。So
to Jacob, every time people mention the name Bethlehem, always bring him sorrow.
所以后来神又借着几百年以后的 耶利米先知，这位先知被称为流泪的先知，写下了一段话。And
also, in the prophet of Jeremiah wrote,
他说：“耶和华如此说，在拉玛听见嚎啕痛哭的声音，是拉结哭他儿女，不肯受安慰，因为他们都不在了。”
Thus said the Lord, a voice is heard in Ramah. Lamentation and bitter weeping, Rachel weeping for her children. She refused to be comforted for her children because they are no more.
我相信当时耶利米写下这段话的时候，他自己并不是很清楚为什么要记这句话。I
believe that at time when the prophet Jeremiah wrote this, he did not understand why.
耶利米那个时代的人读了这句话的话， 他们也似懂非懂，为什么拉结哭他的儿女，是拉结死了呀。Perhaps
the people at that age they could not understand why Rachel cried for her children. Is Rachel the one who passed away?
这件事情到耶稣基督降生的时候，大家才恍然大悟，原来耶利米是指着后面要发生的事情讲的。Not
until the birth of Christ is prophecy finally being revealed.
就是当希律王听说耶稣基督降生在伯利恒的时候，他就动了念头要杀耶稣基督。When
the king Herod heard that Jesus was born, he wanted to kill him.
但是那些本来回来应该向他报信的人却没有向他报信的时候，希律就一怒之下把伯利恒四境的两岁之内的婴孩全部杀死。He
asked those wise men to return to him to tell where Christ was. They did not. So in anger, he killed all the newborn infant under two.
虽然伯利恒不是一个很大的地方，两岁之内，这些神学家去分析琢磨，大概有50人左右。Although
Bethlehem is not a big town, so the Bible scholar studied is probably about 50 children were being killed.
不要说50个，就是一个孩子被杀，也是。
非常悲惨的事。
Not to say 50, just one child being killed, it's a tragedy.
这不是耶稣基督的错。
This is not the fault of Christ.
这是希律王他那种心中的嫉妒、怨恨、看重自己的权势的那一种罪人的错。
That's the sin inside Herod because of jealousy and hatred.
所以伯利恒按照这个故事的脉络，我们去感受到这个地方是一个使人伤心的地方。
So from the story, we can see Bethlehem is a place bring tears and sorrow.
然而上帝就选择让他的儿子降生在这样的地方。
Yet it was here that the Son of God was born.
把一个伤心的地方变成一个喜乐的地方。
He turned a place of sorrow into a place of joy.
把一个仇恨的地方转变成一个爱的出发点，一个爱的一个源泉。
He turned the place of hatred to a source of love.
把那个使人心灵破碎，让人这个远离，要远离的地方，成为今天世界各地的人都去朝拜、都去仰望、纪念主的地方。
Turning the place of heartbroken to a place people want to go visit to worship.
这是神做事奇妙的。This
is the miracle that God performed.
把这样一个伯利恒。 转变成让人能够认识上帝的爱的一个坐标。
He turned the Bethlehem to a place that coordinate of God's love, so people can know His love.
借着我们思想在伯利恒2000年前所发生的事情，让我们能够明白上帝的爱是何等的长阔高深。So
through the event happened in Bethlehem, so we can ponder. How long and wide and high and deep God's love.
这是保罗为以弗所教会的祷告，也是为我们今天每一个人的祷告，让我们能够跟众圣徒一同明白上帝的爱是何等的长阔高深。
This is what Paul wrote to the disciples and also to us, want us to understand God's love as wide and long, deep.
伯利恒之心。 彰显出上帝的奇妙的慈爱。
The star of Bethlehem revealed God's marvelous love.
上帝是如何借着伯利恒让我们明白上帝的爱是如何之长呢？
How did God reveal to us His long love?
上帝的爱是从什么时候开始，又到什么时候结束呢？
When did this love start and when does it end?
我们地上的人。 形容一个长久的爱，我们常说天长地久，海枯石烂。
When we describe love in this world, it's as long as the heaven, as firm as the earth.
如果一种爱能够存到像天地一样的长久，
if the love can last as much as the heaven and the earth.
如果一种爱能够到海都枯了，石都烂了，这种爱还在持续的话，这实在是一种长久的爱了。
If this love can last till the ocean dried up, this love is truly lasting.
然而神借着在伯利恒这耶稣基督上面所彰显的这种爱，远远超过天地的岁数、海和石的年纪。But
the love God revealed in the town of Bethlehem way lasts this earth and the heaven.
这是这个弥迦书第5章第2节告诉我们。
This is what in the Old Testament, Malachi 5:2 told us.
伯利恒以法他在你在犹大诸城中为小，将来必有一位从你那里出来，在以色列中为我做掌权的，他的根源从亘古，从太初就有了。But
you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though you are small among the clan of Judah, out of you will come. For me, one who is ruler over Israel, whose origin are from the old, ancient time.
弥迦是公元前8世纪的人物。
This is 8th century BC.
BC, yeah. 当耶稣基督降生之前700多年的时候，弥迦就在这里记载说，将来那一位上帝设立的基督那位君王要在伯利恒出生。
That was 700 years before Christ was born. The prophet Micah prophesied.
不光是弥迦这样讲，同时代的以赛亚也向我们宣告，这一位叫做以马内利的啊要出生。
Same time, the contemporary with the prophet is Elijah also prophesied.
所以你看，上帝的爱不是在耶稣基督降生的时候才要向我们彰显的，早在他来之前几百年的时候，上帝已经做好了这个准备，做好了这个计划。
He revealed his love way before Christ was born. He had his plan in the Old Testament.
在主耶稣基督降生之前1000年的人物大卫就早已经预言了耶稣基督的到来，以及耶稣基督要为我们钉十字架。
David prophesied 1000 years earlier.
再往前看啊，在耶稣基督降生之前2000年前，当神要祝福亚伯拉罕的时候，就是指着后面要来的那一位亚伯拉罕的后裔大卫的子孙耶稣基督所讲。
Through Abraham, which was 2,000 years earlier, he promised his love to Abraham, the coming king.
然而神的爱远远超过2000年前。再往前看，看到那个起初的时候，看到亚当刚刚犯罪的时候，神就已经预言了那个女人的后裔，就是耶稣基督要降临的那个好消息。
But God's love is way even beyond that. And the beginning of man's sin, Adam's sin, God revealed His plan already for us.
然而神的爱没有停在那里，再往前看啊，以弗所书告诉我们是在创世之初，神就早已在耶稣基督里面拣选了我们。
As stated in Ephesians, it was determined before the creation of the world.
上帝的爱借着耶稣基督的救赎，早在我们还没被创造的时候，这个世界还不存在的时候，还没有时间，还没有空间的时候，上帝就已经定义要爱了你，爱了我。
His love for us was before he was even created the earth.
不仅仅神的爱包括永恒的过去，还包括永恒的未来。
His love not only reached to the eternal.Past also eternity in the future.
神对你我的爱不会停留在我们50岁的时候、90岁的时候、100岁的时候。
His love will not stop when you're age 50, 60, 90.
神的爱甚至可以穿透死亡，把我们带入到永恒当中。
His love pierced death, lead us to eternity.
保罗说神的爱是永不止息的。
Paul said God's love never fails.
约翰告诉我们说，耶稣既然爱我们，就爱我们到底。
John told us he loves us, he loves us to the end.
罗马书告诉我们说，没有任何的事情，天上地下的过去将来的，任何的势力能够把我们与基督的爱相分离。
In the book of Romans, Paul said, there is no such a thing on heaven, on earth, can separate us from God's love.
我们不需要再证明我们是可爱的，我们值得上帝去爱，因为神已经拣选了我们，定义要把他的爱，永远的爱，不止息的爱赐给。
We do not need to go approve ourselves that worthy of His love. He already demonstrated His love.
神选择这小小的伯利恒，就是要为显明这一点。伯利恒有什么了不起？不是因为伯利恒是个大地方，神才因此而有名，而是因为神选择这个小地方，这个小地方。就是上帝而变得有名。
Through this example, he showed us through a tiny town of Bethlehem, he chose this place to be born. Then he showed his great love for us.
不是因为我们值得爱，不是因为我们可爱，不是因为我们身上有什么优点让神选中了我们，是因为神定义选中了我们，我们身上才彰显出上帝那个永恒的、无尽的慈爱。
Not only not because we have any merit worth His love, He chose us because He loved us first.
圣经当中充满这样的例子。
There are multitude of examples like such.
神为什么要拣选彼得、约翰这些渔夫？难道他们很聪明吗？难道他们很能干吗？
Why did God choose Peter and John Because they're smart? No, they're not.
那些公会的人看到这些人说，这些人不过是无知的小民，但是竟然他们身上有这么大的胆量，从何而来？啊，是上帝引导的。When
the Pharisees saw those disciples, said, "Oh, they're just people of common man."
哥林多教会的人有什么了不起吗？他们有什么值得上帝去爱的吗？没有。即使他们得救以后，他们还是现在那种肉体的软弱、彼此的纷争当中，但是他们被神所拣选，成为神所爱的对象，被称为圣徒。Same
for the people in Ephesians church, not because they have any merit, they also fall into the sin in the flesh, but God chose them.
以前我认识到一个姊妹，在她即使生病的时候，病得很重的时候，她在医院里面也竭力的为人去传福音。I
knew a sister while she was in sickness. When she was in the hospital, she was still spreading the gospel.
但很可惜，她这种的传福音的动机不是因为说啊神的爱催逼她，她好像是说我要做得好，神就会医治我。Unfortunately,
her motivation is not because come from God's love. Because she tried to do the good work to gain his love.
我努力去服侍，我努力去为主去做见证，我就会换得神的爱给我。
She was thinking that if she tried hard enough, and she'll receive God's love and His healing.
所以当有一天她住进 ICU 的时候，被隔离起来的时候，她不能够见人，什么人也不能在她的面前的时候，她的信心几乎垮掉。So
suddenly one day she went to ICU because she could not see anyone. She was very sick.
她说：“我这么爱主，我怎么会落到这样的光景呢？”
She said, "If I love the Lord so much, how can He allow this to happen?"
很感恩，我们有机会通过电话跟他在里面一起的沟通。
Give thanks to the Lord that through a telephone call we can communicate with her.
打开罗马书第8章的经文，让他去读。
We open Rome chapter 8.
没有任何的事情，天上地下的过去的将来的，能够把我们与基督的爱相分离。
There is nothing in heaven and earth can separate us from God's love.
读完这段经文以后，我们就问他说：“你相不相信？”
After we read the scripture, we asked her, "Do you believe?"
不是因为你做得好，上帝才爱你。
Not because what you did good deed, He loved you.
不是因为你努力的传福音，上帝就额外的爱你。
Not because you earnestly spread the gospel, He loved.
上帝已经一次性的借着耶稣基督把那个不能够增加也能不能够减少的爱，一次性的给你了。
He already threw once the Christ's love, gave it to you. You cannot add or take it away.
而且这种爱是永不止息、永不停止的。你相信吗？
And this love never ends. Do you believe it?
在她过世之前，有这样的机会，再一次确认她的信仰，不是因为她的好行为，而是靠着她的信心的接受，得到了上帝永远的爱。
We are grateful that before she passed away, she can receive God's love in her faith.
这是上帝的爱的长，那上帝爱的阔又在哪里？
This is what God's long-lasting love.
上帝的爱到底有多宽呢？
And how wide is God's love?
上帝的爱到底能够包容什么样的人呢？
What kind of people can be included?
感谢主，天使报告大好的消息。
We give thanks that the angel proclaimed the good news.
不要惧怕，我报给你们大喜的信息是关乎万民的。
In Luke 2:10 says, the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people."
神的爱是包括万民的。
God's love covers all the people.
不只是犹太人。
Not only Jews.
不只是给好人。
Not only good people.
不只是给聪明的人。
Not only for smart people.
不只是给那些可爱的人。
Not for those who are lovely.
不只是给那些爱主属灵的人。
Not only for those who love Him and have faith.
神愿万民得救。
He wants all to be saved.
不愿有一人沉沦，乃愿人人都悔改，都能够领受这个神的爱的礼物。
He wants not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance.
当他差派门徒出去传这个爱的福音的时候，他说：“你们去，使万民做我的门徒。”
When he sent out his disciples, he said, "Go and make disciples for me, for all to all nations."
当初他拣选亚伯拉罕的时候，对亚伯拉罕发出应许，万民都要因你而蒙福。
When he chose Abraham, he told Abraham that all nations were blessed through you.
在十字架上，耶稣基督张开双手，是向世界上每一个人发出了邀请。
When he was nailed on the open arm on the cross, he sent the invitation to all people.
每一次我们来到十字架的面前，来思想他十字架上所做的事情的时候，我们就会明白上帝的爱是何等的宽。
When every time we come before the cross and pray, we'll understand how wide His love is.
我们不必在十字架之外再期待任何其他的神迹了。
We do not need to expect any other miracle apart from the cross.
已经十字架已经完成了，我们不要再期待说在十字架之外我再说什么感动了。
We do not need to any other emotional touched other miracle other than the cross.
只要当我们明白十字架上上帝的儿子、唯一的爱子，为了你、为了我、为我们赎罪的缘故，舍了他的生命，把他最后的一口气息都献给上帝的时候，我们就知道上帝的爱是何等的宽。
As long as we understand on the cross, he gave up his last breath, then we'll understand how wide his love truly is.
不管你是什么样的人。
No matter what kind of person you are,
不管你过往做了什么样的事情,
no matter what you did in the past,
你只要愿意来到耶稣基督的十字架的面前，承认你的罪，接受耶稣基督的救赎，你就会领受这一份完全的爱。
As long you want, you're willing coming in front of Christ, receive this love, you will receive it.
这个，我们经过六四这一代的人啊，这个六四过后呢。 人就陷到一种的 depression 当中。If
those of us experience June 4th in China, we fall into depression.
什么事情都提不起兴趣。Nothing
can interest you.
做什么事情都没有那种的 motivation 那种动力。We
lost our motivation.
人的感情变得很麻木，很难流下眼泪。
People become numb. It's hard to, for them to be touched.
但感谢主，我还记得我刚刚信耶稣基督的时候，常常流眼泪。But
give thanks to the Lord. When I first became Christian, I often cry.
不是因为什么特别的事情发生，就是在那里安安静静的唱诗歌的时候，听到唱到耶稣基督的十字架，感受到十字架神的那份爱的时候，眼泪就很自然的就会流下。
Not because anything happened. Every time in worship, when I sing about His cross, about His love,
但后来信主的时间久了，慢慢对这种的信息也有一点的麻木。
After we become older Christians, we start getting grow more numb to it.
我还记得有一段时间，我跟神有一个祷告。
I remember once upon a time I prayed to God.
我说，哎呀，好久我好像都没有流过眼泪。
I pray that I haven't shed the tears for a while.
没过多久啊，这个2004年的时候，有一部电影就出来。And
not long after, there was a movie in 2004.
The Passion of Christ, 基督受难记。The
movie named The Passion of Christ.
所以当我再一次被那个影片引到耶稣基督的十字架的面前，再一次好像那个十字架的整个耶稣的受苦受难，为我们的罪。 而上十字架那个过程呈现在我面前的时候，眼泪止不住的流下。As
the movie draw us close and we see the vivid image how Christ suffered on the cross.
所以看完电影以后就想起哦，前一段时间我做的那个祷告。So
then after the movie, I remember the prayer I had.
我们不用等，我们再有一次的感动才来信耶稣。 我们不要等，说我心里有一个特别的感受，我才来信耶稣。来到耶稣的十字架面前吧，你只要来到十字架的面前，当你明白十字架上耶稣所做的事情的时候，你一定会有感动。Do
not wait you to be moved. Just come to the cross and to see His love.
上帝的爱是何等的高呢？
And his love is has depth.
这段经文一开始告诉我们说，约瑟带着玛利亚上到犹大地。
The scripture in the beginning is that Joseph and Mary went up to Bethlehem in Judea.
因为在这个以色列这块地方哈，耶路撒冷那块地方是比较高的。
Bethlehem is in higher altitude.
啊，这个伯利恒是在这个耶路撒冷边上哈，所以这一块地是比较高的一块地。
Bethlehem is next to Jerusalem. This area is has higher altitude.
所以他们上到伯利恒，上到耶路撒冷，上到这块地方都叫这个上去。
So when they go there, they often describe as went up.
但是他们上到伯利恒，却无法上到天使所在的地。
Even though they went up, they could not climb the altitude where the angel were.
他们更无法上到耶稣基督神所在的地方。
They could not climb to where Christ is.
天使要从天上下来，向他们宣告大好的消息。
The angel had to descend to proclaim the good news.
耶稣基督要道成肉身来到我们的当
中。Jesus has to be word become a flesh, come descend.
人无法自己修一座天梯，把自己引到天上，引到神的那里。
Human cannot build themselves a ladder to reach him.
然而上帝自己已经放下了一个天梯，让他的独生的儿子耶稣基督来到我们的当中。
So Christ descend to connect with us.
然而这里所讲的不仅仅是这个距离的高度。
Here talk about not only the height of distance.
耶稣基督的那个超越的高超的那个爱，是指说他从那样一个完美的荣耀的圣洁的世界当中来到这样一个污秽的黑暗的世界当中。
The height is the pure and holy come to the dark and corrupted world.
一个光明进入到黑暗的故事。
It's light enter into darkness.
一个荣耀的上帝披上肉身，谦卑自己，缩小自己，成为一个婴孩的故事。
A glory clothed in flesh.
是一个无限进入到有限的这样一个故事。
It's the story of infinity enter into infinity.
人类可以攀达最高的山。
Human can climb the tallest mountain.
可以坐着飞机飞到比山更高的地方。
Can sit in the plane and fly higher than the mountain.
甚至我们可以坐着飞船上到月球，将来可能上到火星上面。
Even we can reach the moon and someday to Mars.
但即使是这样，我们是无法靠这种的方式来靠近上帝的。
Even so, we cannot use this method to reach God.
是那位荣耀的圣洁的上帝选择谦卑自己，从高天荣耀的地方来到我们的当中。
Only the glorious God Himself could come down and reach us.
进到人类最黑暗、最深的那个地方。
He entered into the darkness at depths of our heart.
上帝的爱何等的深呢？
How do we see God's deep love?
这段经文里面三次提到马槽。
In this scripture, three times mentioned the manger.
一次是这个作者路加记载哈，这件事情发生的时候，就是耶稣出生以后，用布包着把它放在马槽里。
In the book of Luke, it described she gave birth to his first son and wrapped him in cloth.
第二次是天使宣告的时候，你们要找这个救主吗？有一个记号就是用布包着卧在马槽里，那就是他的记号。
The second time the angel proclaimed, there's a sign. You will see a baby wrapped in cloth and living in a manger.
上帝的儿子如何愿意谦卑自己，到人能够达到的最深、最污秽、最不为人注意的那个角落，那是他的爱的记号。
This is a God able to shrink down to humble himself to the most lowliest place.
第三次是牧羊人去找啊，找到了，他看到了。看到那个婴孩卧在马槽里面，既然看见，就把这个消息告诉你。
The third time is the shepherd came, saw him in the manger and wrapped in cloth.
大家想想看，什么是马槽
？What is manger?
马槽是连那个牲畜都要低头才能吃到的地方。
Those are the places even the animal have to bow down and to enter.
是那个最卑微、最不体面的地方。
It's the most humble, lowly place.
在这个世上最贫穷、最这个贫困的这个家庭，当孩子出生的时候，他们也会为自己的孩子预备一个小床。
Even the poorest family, when the baby was born, they would try to prepare a bed.
但上帝的儿子来到这个世上的时候，竟然只有一个马槽给他躺过。
But the Son of God entered into the world. This is the only place he could stay.
那个黑暗的晚上，在伯利恒的时候，人们都太忙了。
In the darkest night, people were busy.
都在忙着自己的事情，不知道上帝的儿子此时此刻就在他们的身边降生。
They did not know the Son of God was born among them.
圣经记载说，那个地方没有地方，没有客栈给玛利亚、约瑟他们住，没有地方给他们生这个上帝的儿子来到这个地上，只有一个马棚做的一个马槽。
The scripture described at the time there was no room in the inn for them, only where the animals stayed in the manger.
然而，上帝的儿子没有嫌弃伯利恒的人。
However, the Son of God did not despise the people of Bethlehem.
他依然谦卑自己，用这样的一种方式来到世上。He
humbled himself in such a way, entered into our world.
今天，上帝就是用这样的深深的爱，在爱着你，爱着我。This
day, God still loves us, used such a deep, profound love.
他不会嫌弃我。
You do not despise us.
但是他在期待，他在呼唤着我们悔改。今天我们不要太忙了，把神丢在一边。He
called us for repentance, that that's not to be so busy to forget about him.
弟兄姐妹，今天的我们会不会像当初伯利恒的人，太忙了，忙到一个地步，没有时间，没有空间留给我们的主？Are
we like the people in Bethlehem, who are so busy that we have no room for him?
耶稣基督降生在伯利恒。Jesus
was born in Bethlehem.
借着圣经的记载，借着耶稣基督所成就的，让我们去思考上帝的爱是何等的长阔高深。Through
his accomplishment, let's ponder God's love, his height, the length, the width, and the depth.
上帝爱从来没有改变。His
Love never changed.
2000年前他是如何的这样的长阔高深的爱着当时的人，今天也是一样，用着同样的爱在爱着你，爱着我。2000
years ago, he loved us with such a depth. Today, he even loves us so.
这个在马槽当中降生的婴孩渐渐长大。The
baby was born in the manger and grew up.
33岁的时候。 面向哥哥他走向你的独楼地。
When he was 33 years old, his face Golgotha and went to the lonely place.
为了爱我们这些罪人的缘故，他甘心情愿地被钉死在十字架上。
Because of the love for us, he willingly died on the cross.
伯利恒之星所彰显的上帝的爱。 在十字架上，更彻底、更完全的、更清楚的向你我来呈现。The
Star of Bethlehem revealed itself clearly on the cross for us.
当我们面对面遇到这样的爱的时候，我们当如何回应
？When we face such a love, how should we respond?
我们看到当时的人，第一个。 当他们知道救主降生的时候，第一个反应就是什么？就是敬拜。As
the scripture told us, the first response that the people saw Christ, they worshipped.
天上天使天君忍不住啊，忽然有一大队天兵啊，今天我们有大的敬拜团队啊，就是无数的天使聚在一起啊，数不清的这个天君在天上聚在一起显现出来，让地上的人能够看到天上的敬拜的一点点的彰显。 从那天使赞美神说 在至高之处荣耀归于神，在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。
The scripture Luke recorded, suddenly a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those whom his favor rests.
当那些牧羊人看到了，证实了救主降生了啊，天使的信息是对的，是真的，他们就回去了，因所听见所看见的一切事，正如天使向他们所说的，就归荣耀与神，赞美他。
The shepherd returned, glorify and praise God for all things they have heard and seen. They were just have been told, like they were told.
玛利亚把这一切的事情都放在心里，存在心里，反复思想，这是他敬拜上帝的一种方式。
Jesus' mom, Mary treasured up the things and she pondered them in her heart.
所以当我们领受了这个爱的时候，我们就要不断的来到他的面前，来敬拜，来赞美，来归荣耀给他。
After we receive such love, we get to come before him, glorify him and worship him.
不要因为有些诗歌你不会唱，就停止敬拜赞美他。
Don't because you cannot sing the song, you stop worshiping.
不要因为有些诗歌太熟悉了，不经过头脑，不经过心灵了哈，让我们每次唱诗歌的时候，都专心全意、全心全意的来敬拜来赞。
Don't let the familiarity distract you from worshiping Him.
不要因为你在网络上聚会，你觉得啊，就你一个人在那里唱诗歌，没有人听到，你总是有一个听众啊，在天上，上帝是你敬拜的唯一的对象。
Not only Don't be because you are worshiping online. You see nobody hear you, but heavenly host.
敬拜神，这是我们明白神的爱之后的第一个最合理的一个反应。
Worship is our first response after we receive the love.
第二个就是这些人就在传扬，对不对？
The second action they did was proclaim.
天使在天上，来到地上来传扬，报告这个大喜的消息。
The angel proclaimed the good news.
天使啊，先对这些牧羊人来传扬。
The angels proclaimed news to the shepherd.
那这些牧羊人呢，把天使问到这孩子的话也传开了。
Then the shepherd proclaimed the born of Christ to others.
当我们领受了上帝的恩典，知道了这么多的这个神的这个奇妙的这个爱的彰显，我们怎么能够忍得住？不对别人宣扬。
After you receive for such a wonderful news, how could you hold it to all yourself?
伯利恒这个地方的牧羊人不是牧养的羊，不是一般的羊。
The shepherd, the sheep are different.
这些羊，因为他们离这个耶路撒冷很近嘛，这里的羊是将来要送到圣殿去献祭的羊。
Those sheep they were herding are the sheep going to be going to the temple for worship.
所以他们要负责哈，他们很警醒的看守这些羊，让这些羊没有一点的瑕疵。
So they were always on high alert to tend those sheep.
这样将来他们所牧养的羊可以进入圣殿献给上帝，成为那个无瑕疵的那个祭物。
So the sheep they heard that could be blameless item to worship God.
然而神很奇妙啊，选择这一批的牧羊人去向这个世界去传扬说，那一位真的无瑕疵的神的羔羊来到地上来拯救我们世
界。It's interesting God chose those shepherds to proclaim to the world that the true blameless lamb was born.
从牧羊人开始，从伯利恒开始，传到耶路撒冷，传到犹大全地，传到撒玛利亚，传到地极，要人人人知道，让每一个人知道主耶稣基督的降生，主耶稣基督的救赎。
So the gospel spread from Bethlehem, Israel, Judea, and to the end of the world.
传福音就是传一个好消息。
A preached gospel is spread the good news.
是已经发生了。
Things already happened.
是神自己完成的。
It's God accomplished himself.
不需要你我去加添什么东西，你只要把这个消息传播出去。
We do not need to add from word.
我们听到的人是需要信心去回应领受的，那领受的人就有福。
Those who hear it have to receive with faith.
牧羊人不一定明白，完全的明白他所传递的信息。
The shepherd perhaps not fully comprehend.
其实这个天使跟牧羊人讲的话是有很深奥的神学在里面。
Actually, the angel proclaimed to the shepherd and profound theology.
天使向他们宣告说，今天在大卫城里你们生的救主就是主基督将已经降生了。这三个词从来没有用在一个人身上。
The angel proclaimed to the shepherd that the Lord, your Savior, is born.
旧约里面这个救主、主和基督都出现过。
In the Old Testament, Lord, Savior, and Jesus was all, Christ was.
但从来这三个称号没有集中在一个人身上。
But never these three, name was in one person.
所以这里面天使的神学是非常的丰富，非常的深刻，告诉我们耶稣基督，这位生在马槽里的耶稣，他的名字叫耶稣，他就是基督哦，他也是我们的救主哦，他就是那位 Lord， 掌管天地宇宙万物的，所有的权柄都在他的神手中的。
So the angel proclaimed a very rich theology. The baby was born in the manger is Jesus. He is Christ. He is our Savior.
牧羊人不需要明白这些的神学。
The shepherd did not need to understand all the theology.
牧羊人只需要把他看到的、他所经历的、他所听到的天使的消息传递出去，这就够了。
They only need to spread the gospel what they see, they heard.
这也是我们今天要做的事情。
This is what we need to do today.
我们通过各样的方式，要让世界知道神到底已经做了什么事。
We need to use all kinds of ways to tell the world what God has done.
我们借着短宣跑到远方去告诉远方的人。
We can use short-term mission to tell people from far away.
我们上网，让上网的人，在网络上的人能够知道有一个大好的消息要传递给大家。
We can also use internet to spread to the gospel to people.
我们的朋友圈，我们每一年有两次的幸福小组，我们两次幸福小组实际上是18次的布道会，每一次都在宣告耶稣基督救赎的大好消息。
Our friend circle, also our happiness group, we have preached the gospel.
每次站在街头为耶稣举牌的时候，通过这样简单的方式，就让世界知道有一个好消息向大家。
Even stand at the street corner, hold the sign, use this simple deed to declare to the world.
我们连着三年，今年是第三年，我们报佳音了啊。
This year will be the third year we go preach the gospel.
我们用这个圣诞夜、圣诞节啊这样一个非常好的机会，我们就走到各个家庭当中，走到团契小组当中，向人再次宣告这个好消息。
Through a Christ, visiting all the fellowship members, proclaim the gospel on the Christmas Eve.
昨天我们是两个团契哈，方舟团契和粤语组团契哈，我们在一起，再一次彼此的宣告，彼此的一起来唱诗、来敬拜、来赞美，就是来再次重温这样一个好消息：救主、主基督已经降生了。
Yesterday, two fellowship joined together again. To remind each other, Christ was born.
我们需要不断的彼此的提醒。
We need to continually remind each other.
这也是非常好的一种的操练。
This is a very good practice.
我们不仅要彼此的对说，我们也要向还没有听过的人，这是神给我们的使命。
Not only we tell each other, also we go tell the people who do not know the gospel.
本来我在预备这篇信息的时候，还有第三个给大家的应用。
When I prepare the sermon, that I have a third, practical use.
第三个，我想我们应该在这个充满罪恶和仇恨的世界当中活出爱。
The third is in such a dark world to live out love.
后来我把它去掉了。
I took it out.
不是这个应用不对。
Not because.
不是这个应用不好。
Not because it's not good.
但是在这个世界当中，这个充满黑暗和罪恶的世界当中， 人们最希望最急迫听到的还不是我们做了什么，我们怎么活出爱，我们是怎么样的靠着耶稣基督改变的人。
In this dark world, it's not because of what we did to change people.
这个世界最急迫需要听到的是耶稣基督做了什么。
This world has an urgent need to know what Christ has done.
这个世界需要知道说，上帝因为爱这个世界当中的每一个罪人的缘故，他把他的独生爱子赐到这个世界上，为你为我的罪钉死在这十字架上，这是已经成就的好消息。
This world need to know that God gave His one and only begotten Son died on the cross because He loved you all.
我们需要让这个世界上的每一个人都听到，上帝的爱已经彰显在十字架上。你只要愿意用信心来回应、来接受，你就会得到这爱的礼物。
We need the whole world to know that God's love already manifests on the cross. You only need to receive it in faith.
盼望神的爱能够催逼我们每一个人，能够抓住这些宝贵的机会，来为这样的好消息、福音来做见证。
We wish that God's love will cause you to grab this opportunity to preach the gospel.
伯利恒，一个小小的地方，可以彰显上帝长阔高深的爱。
Bethlehem, a small town, can reveal God's deepest love.
神可以使用我们当中的每一个人，成就他美好的福音的事。
He can use any of us to accomplish His mission.
我们唱这首回应的诗歌，宁静的伯利恒。
Let's sing this response song, Silent Bethlehem.
不是这个是什么？这个，对。
谢主在2000多年前，他是。